This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. All this week we're talking about Jesus, the living Word of God. When the book of Hebrews introduces Jesus, it says, God has spoken to us by His Son. When the Apostle John introduces Jesus in the Gospel of John, he says, in the beginning was the Word, that's Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So Hebrews tells us God has spoken to us by His Son, and John says Jesus is the Word of God. Well, we've looked at that already so far this week, but the question is, okay, God has spoken, and there's beautiful implications for our lives from just that very idea that God speaks to us. He's spoken to us by His Son, who is His Word to mankind, the Word of God. But the big question has to come to us, what is the message that God is communicating through His Son, Jesus? What is the message? Well, when John continues, he explains what that message is. He says, the Word, that's Jesus, remember, the Word became flesh. He became a man and dwelt among us. And we saw His glory, that is, the thing that defines Him, the thing that shines out of His life. We saw His glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. Well, there is the message that Jesus Christ brings us from God the Father. God has spoken to us by His Son, and His message is grace and truth. So just think about that first one. Through Jesus, God is offering you grace. That's message number one. And what do we mean by grace? Well, it starts with God's love that we don't deserve. And I wonder, have you ever experienced the love of God in your life? You know, it's what you were made for, to be loved by God and to love Him back. But my question to you is, have you ever experienced the love of God? You know, some of us have parents who have loved us with that kind of love, strong, unconditional love that just gives of themselves sacrificially, that just keeps on loving us through all of our failings, no matter how we have treated them. And if you have parents like that, then you have some idea of what the love of God is like. And many of us have parents that have been hard to satisfy, hard to please, and their love is full of conditions. And you have the feeling that you'll never meet up to their expectations. And you wonder, will I ever truly earn my mother's love or my father's love? They may have called you a loser. They may have called you worthless trash. And so your thoughts about God's love kind of follow those lines. And you wonder if you could ever live a life good enough for Him to love you. You don't feel loved by God. You don't feel like God would even want to look at you because you feel the things that you have done wrong. Maybe you're at the place that I myself came to in my teenage years, the place where you don't even feel lovable. You don't see how people could come to love you, how God could love you, and you don't see that that could ever change. Well, I want to tell you today that God loves you. This is so much a part of the message of grace. A couple of chapters further into John's account of Jesus' life, here's what he declares. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. God loves you. It doesn't matter if you deserve his love or don't deserve his love. The reality is, he loves you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.